Here's a little addendum to what I just recorded. During the Seth Rollins Baron Corbin match, when it was picked to be Lacey Evans coming down in her, Vince McMahon picked my outfit out from backstage, referee outfit. Funny thing happened was the fans went nuts, not in a good way. They booed the entire match up until toward the end. They booed it. They kept on chanting AEW because they didn't like the choice of Lacey Evans as the referee. Mm-hmm. But they did like the ending when Becky came out and basically manhandled Lacey Evans. I wonder what Lacey had to do to get the referee job. Or should I say, who did she have to do? After being beaten up tonight, Shane McMahon may possibly be injured somehow. He did do the coast-to-coast move on Roman Reigns. Okay. Also, congratulations to Ricochet, the new United States champion. You now join a long list of icons and legends who have held that title, including Dusty Rhodes, Greg Valentine, and Ric Flair. Stone Cold Steve Austin and Ricky Steamboat also held it. Tully Blanchard held it, and so did Magnum T.A. So Stomping Grounds is over, and here is the result. Dolph Ziggler is still not the WWE champion. He was defeated by Kofi Kingston, who basically dove over Dolph and out the front door of the cage. So now what is Dolph going to say? It should have been me! Shane McMahon defeated Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns defeated Drew McIntyre tonight. After the match was over, Shane challenged Roman to a handicap match on Raw tomorrow, which is probably going to turn into a 3-on-1. You know, Shane does have a boyfriend who's supposed to know how to sing with a guitar. Lacey Evans did not win the Raw Women's title. She got beat up by the man. And I guess you could say it won't be the last time tonight that Lacey gets manhandled. The New Day lost to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. During the pre-show, Drew Gulak won the Cruiserweight title that's only defended on 205 Live now, not the way it was a couple months ago when it was defended on Raw. Okay, then we have Alexa Bliss losing to Bayley, so Bayley's still the SmackDown Women's Champion. And I have a good idea that Bayley's best friend, some boss lady, was probably watching at home. Then we have Drew lost to Roman. Big deal. Then, of course, we have Seth Rollins taking on Baron Corbin. Corbin's guest referee, Lacey Evans. So seeing her coming out in a striped shirt probably made Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn backstage hard as rocks. Unless they were busy with each other. So, during the match, Lacey changed the rule of the match to an ODQ match, to a no countout match, and after she changed it to a no disqualification match, she slapped Seth Rollins in the face twice, and then she gave him the low blow. And that's all it took for Seth Rollins' girlfriend to come running from backstage and manhandle Lacey Evans. That being, of course, Becky Lynch. So all the guy referees came running down. Corbin got one of the guy referees in the ring, and Corbin lost. King and queen of Monday Night Raw still reign supreme in the kingdom of the man and her boyfriend. Sorry, Roman. Alexa did not win the Raw Women's, SmackDown Women's title. So now it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Is Alexa going to get a rematch? Okay, so Raw is tomorrow and they started promoting Extreme Rules, which happens in Philly in July. Mm-hmm. also, Vince McMahon is looking to do something different, which is, this is really going to get blasted. During live TV show events, Vince is thinking about when the shows go to commercial, he's thinking about having the match stopped and then restarted again when the commercial is over. Now, how's it going to work in the Royal Rumble? Or, say, War Games, the NXT match? How about thinking up a better idea? You know, now you're coming up with stupid ideas. Let's have them stop wrestling during the commercial on television and start up again when the commercial's over. Let's have somebody run the company who knows what the heck they're doing. I'll volunteer for that job.